I invite you to come on an ancient journey with me. Suspend your disbelief and wander back in time, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. My name is Abigail, and my family and I are traveling through the desert with Moses and all the people. It's really been quite an amazing journey. Everything is so different from when we were slaves. A lot of us worked really hard for a long time, and we built a dwelling for our God. It's really beautiful. We were so glad that he gave us such specific instructions. It did make it easier to work together. We know that he came among us as he promised. The cloud is there during the day. It's how we know whether we're staying where we are or traveling farther. And he's in the fire at night. I'm waiting in line with my father right now. My job is to take care of the sheep. We have to wait a while for our turn. There's so many of us and only one altar. I can see that there are more people behind us now than in front. So we're getting closer. Father has gone to get some food, and I'm keeping our place in line. I'm also keeping an eye on our sheep. It's actually a bit messy around here. There are big piles of wood for the fire, and piles of ash, and animal skins, and sometimes bones and burned fat, and I have to watch where she goes. I like coming with Father to the tent of meeting. I like to hear the tambourines and the singing of the people bringing their gratitude. I like the aroma of frankincense. I know that important things are happening when I smell that. Mostly, I like to be here to help and to feel close to God. Mother says I have a funny way of looking at it, but it makes sense to me. We have so many more choices now than we did in Egypt. And I know our choices matter. I can feel when we've made mistakes. I just know when things are right, when they're balanced, and when we're connected to God. Sometimes we're not connected, like now. Okay, so Tobiah borrowed the cow from Father for the day, and he left his garment in pledge, and Father forgot to find Tobiah before the sun set to return the garment, and that's the rule we have. So Father ran and found Tobiah, but it was already dark, and he was a bit cold. Tobiah has his garment back, and we have the cow. But Father's mistake still hangs around us, so we've come here to the altar. None of us knows why the other is in line. We start out the same way. Our sheep is here to help Father reconcile with God. And I see Davian up ahead. He has his sheep. I think she goes to the slaughter as a burnt offering. Or it could be a well-being offering. That family's had a lot of joy, and I know they want to thank God. I like that we're here together and no one knows exactly why. It's a fun mystery. It takes an especially long time when someone's brought a cow. They take a while to clean and burn. Sometimes when it takes so long, I play a game in my mind and I guess what will happen at the altar, because the differences start at the altar. We all lay our hands on the cattle and the sheep and the goat. There's no difference there. I have to pay attention after the slaughter to see if I've guessed right. I tell Father I am old enough to use the knife and help with the slaughter. He thinks I'm too young. My brothers, they're the ones that get to help prepare the meat for us. I can't wait until Father thinks I'm old enough and I get to help and he teaches me how. For now, here at the tent of meeting, Father lays his hand on our sheep and he slaughters her. I don't know, but I think when he rests his hand on her head, I think he's thanking her and telling her she's lucky. Her brother's just dinner, but she's helping make things right with God. After the slaughter, the priest takes over, and that's when we can see what type of offering it is. Father has explained to the priest what happened with Tobiah. So the priest knows which way to cut up the sheep and where to dash the blood and how much to burn. Confession is important, my mother always says. We bring our deeds back into the world between us, the common space. We can't just keep our apologies in our heads. We need to make them physical. I'm in awe, though I have been here before. I feel like I can see the life leaving the blood. I don't know anything else that has life and death in it in the same moment. It feels like a miracle to watch. You know, I see animals die all the time, people sometimes too. It's the way of things around here. But it's beautiful here at the altar. I can see that Father feels different now that our turn is over. He knows that he's done what our people have been told to do, what we know we must do to put things right. His step is lighter and his eyes sparkle again. That's what happens when we come before our God and he's with us. My friend Sam, his father's been sick and his family hasn't been able to care for a herd. They don't have as much as we do. Still, they come to the tent of meeting with what they have, and God is just as pleased. I like it when they bring a grain offering because that's when I can really smell the frankincense. Mother told me there's a people in another land, not so far, and they make sacrifices to their gods. They think their gods are hungry and that they need to be fed, and they beg them to make magic in their lives. Isn't that silly? God doesn't need our food, and God's favor can't be bought with cake or sheep. We offer our gifts with no expectations. God needs us to put things right. We have a lot of decisions to make now that we're free. And Mother always says there are consequences to our actions. It's true. I like that what I do matters to God. The fire and the smoke at the altar make me feel close to God. God is in the cloud, and maybe he mixes in with the smoke. I don't know. He is in the fire. I can feel the energy. I can feel when things are back in balance and the boundaries are uncrossed and the unfit has become fit again. God calls from here. He calls us to a life of meaning and purpose and intention. The details are important to God. We learned that when we built his dwelling. I think it sounds like a lullaby when I hear him calling. My brother says it's more like sun rays on his face. I love coming here. It's when I most know that I'm part of a people trying to be close to God, trying to do right by each other, and fixing things when we've made mistakes. We are all helping to keep God's home holy. We are all working hard to be holy and to do holy. What did you come here today to offer God? How are you going to get closer? I hope you find your way.